Okay, let's talk energy. And in particular, the energy that has been influencing the planet lately. A lot of you have probably been listening to talk online or reading stuff online about the significance of a series of three eclipses that are taking place and influencing us quite powerfully between June and August. So now we're in the middle of July. So that means one has taken place, we're in the midst of experiencing the second, and then the third is still up to come. I will be honest, I haven't personally been looking at the significance from an astrological perspective at all. That's not really my area. If you have and you want to contribute to what you've been seeing and hearing and feeling that has been going on around it as it relates to the astrology, then pop over to the post on the site that correlates with this audio recording and put it in the comments. It's going to be useful information for people who resonate with that content. From my perspective, though, I know in the background that people are talking about these three eclipses, and I see that it's a very significant event for many. So, okay, so I file that in the back of my mind, and I go about with my day. And lately, I've been able to recognize a pattern in myself, and it relates very much to this three-month intense period. For about 3 weeks or so, and this is very, very arbitrary, I mean, time is construct that I'm not connected with all that much anymore, but let's say for about 3 weeks, I've experienced waves of nausea. And ultimately, I got to a point where it was happening frequently enough for me to take a step back from the reality of the situation and say, hold on, what is this all about? For those who are looking for evidence, no, what I've been eating hasn't been changing. No, it isn't motion sickness. And I'll refer to why I'm talking about motion sickness in a minute. It's not any of those things, but it is a pattern. So what is the pattern all about? So one step in the acknowledgement of this pattern was seeing it for the first time. Okay, this is a pattern. This is happening. I didn't go any further than just acknowledging that it was a pattern. And then comes another wave of nausea a few days later. And this time I'm on the highway and I'm in the passenger seat of the car and I'm driving on the highway at high speed. So the significance of referencing high speed on the highway is the following. When we are in motion in vehicles that are fast, we have greater access to higher knowing, to put it very generally. So if you ever are on a fast highway, in a fast boat, in a vehicle that flies in the sky, play around with this concept of accessing higher states of knowing without needing to necessarily go into a trance or a meditative state. Simply deciding to access higher knowing in those vehicles can bring about quite an interesting experience for those who are tapped in. So I did that. So I thought to myself, okay, nausea here again. I turn my head to the right, look out the window, and I take a look. What is it that is causing the nausea? And before I finished deciding on mind level that I was going to ask the question, the answer came through. The reason I'm saying that is because the effortlessness and the speed with which the answer came through stimulated me to go into a state of doubt. How could this possibly be the answer? I haven't even finished the question yet. That was my mental narrative. How could it be so easy? So obviously there are still levels of this programming of it has to be hard to be of value that are still running. So that was an opportunity for me, side note tangent, to observe and deactivate that particular program on a new level. So then I go back to the realization that, okay, I just got this information and I don't know if I'm going to share it with anyone. I didn't even share it with Susan. Because it was, again, so quick to come, and it was so fantastical in nature, hard to believe, that I filed it away. However, simply by looking at it, I did get a level of reassurance and clarification, and to that end, satisfaction, that what was happening for a reason, it was purposeful, and on we go with our day. The next day, Susan texts me, and she says, What is it about all this nausea? Why is it happening? What is this all about? And so then in the physical reality, you see, okay, I'm not able to escape this knowing and I'm getting prompted to share. So let me share this with Susan. So I told Susan about what I saw, and now I'm going to share it with you. Ultimately, what's happening on the planet over this 3-month period is a significant recalibration. In specific, it's called a spectral recalibration, where the vibrational band of the planet as a mass collective is shifting. And it's almost like a cleanup where there's an intervention taking place that makes sure that whatever shift has been going on is to a certain degree official or real or stabilized at a higher state. And the way that this is happening on an energetic level is that it's like we're being blasted cosmically on the planet with specific frequencies. These frequencies are calibrated so that they allow for those at lower frequencies, but who are able to be sustaining their reality at a higher frequency, to all shift up together. This is different from the shift of 2012, but this is also very much the same. This is another step going up the ladder. It's not a finite process, people. The evolutionary trajectory of this planet, of planet Earth, goes far beyond old Earth, new Earth. There are multiple holograms and multiple constructs of evolved versions of the planet that are basically in development in the unseen. And it is our priority as awakened beings, conscious of this dynamic on this particular version of the planet, to keep going, to keep elevating the rate of frequency that we operate on in any given moment. And to explain a little bit more about what I mean by elevate our rate of frequency at any given moment, then read the corresponding text of this post. It gives you a lot more information about what those words mean. And remember that words have power, so to be able to understand what the words mean is critical, especially in communications like this that may be or seem or be experienced as very vague or abstract for the mind. So, when we get blasted with these waves of frequencies that are meant to homogenize the vibration of the planet enough to scoop all of us up and stabilize us at a higher frequency that we then hold as baseline, so we're elevating the baseline frequency, it means that all of us are exposed very intentionally and very briefly, but very precisely, with a specific blast of energy. Now, if you vibrate at a rate that is significantly higher than the baseline frequency, then you will experience funny things in your reality. One of those things is nausea. So when I told this to Susan, one of the first questions was, well, do we have to be part of this? Can't we just stay where we are and hold that space at the vibration that we are able to stabilize at, and then let the other people come along as they may? It's a fair question. It's not necessarily a requirement to be uncomfortable in the physical body, so fair question. The answer was, if you use this land to walk on, then you're part of this process. What that means is, if you are part of the earth experience, if you are part of having an experience on this physical experiential plane called earth, there are many, then you are part of this collective. And this collective, as let's say a relative whole, is elevating together. So be a team player. And so with that, we found that there are certain ways of buffering the discomfort of the experience. So one way of doing that is to, first of all, before we go into how to buffer, it is to acknowledge that we are all part of this whole as a collective. This collective is evolving at a very fast rate, but most of the time it's evolving on a private level. So not everybody who is awakened has stepped out of the closet yet, as it were. Not everyone is speaking their truth quite yet. Not everyone is using vocabulary that aligns with them as spirit, because that vocabulary sounds somehow or sometimes different from the vocabulary that we're used to using and the way in which we're used to structuring sentences in the old reality. It's time to step out of the closet. The more we do that, the more all of the stuff that's happening in the unseen, all of this obscure stuff I'm talking about, will land as a real part of your experience in this life. And the faster we do that, the easier it'll be to lift up the barriers that are essentially supporting the states of doubt and the states of fear that are keeping people in a space of uncertainty. So now, to buffer the physical experience of the nausea, if you feel it hitting you in these waves, and I'm assuming that it's going to be happening until this August eclipse, but you know, it is what it is. One thing that helps is lemon water. Another thing that helps is conscious breathing. And you can go on the site and listen to the one breath meditation. You can find it under Spirit Prompts. The site is conversationswithspirit.com for those who are new to this initiative. And listen to it. Allow it to bring you into a space of organic conscious breathing so that you don't have to listen to it anymore. Pausing in the still points at the top and the bottom of the breath is very helpful. It almost as though slows time down. And if there's a blast coming at you that is to a certain degree disharmonious with the rate at which you're vibrating in that moment, then allow that slowing down of time to balance out the intensity of the blast. And finally, what I'm finding to be the most effective antidote to the nausea is to be in a state of creation. And here you can't see the word, so I'll specify that when I say creation, I'm capitalizing it. Creation with a capital C is very different from creation with a lowercase c. Ultimately, creation with a lowercase c is human's way of remembering that it can create new. Creation with a capital C is consciously creating from potentiality. I know that may sound like it's the same sentence said in a little different way, but it is a very different concept. For now, focus on doing what you can to remain as spirit in the now moment. And it will pass. And it's fine. Ultimately, our objectives remain the same. To remember why we're here so that we can do the work we came here to do. And with that, I wish you a peaceful week with minimal discomfort on the physical level and significant expansion in the unseen.